This is the Sports Haven Podcast, coming to you live from Seattle, Washington, with your hosts, Jeff Budke and producer Ben. Visit us online at SafeplaySports.com.
Welcome to the Sports Haven Podcast. I'm here with nasal voice Dave Gehrig.
Hey, glad to be here, Jeff.
It's good to have you. We're here in the living room. We're going to call this the new, just very relaxed place, very good place to be, talking baseball, watching baseball, doing baseball.
Just having a great time. I imagine most other podcasts are done on a couch. Lazy great time right now.
This is either borderline laziness or really professional and advanced.
Really informal, but I think that's where the best podcasts happen, right? You know, just really and really casual, having a good time, and we're about to have one.
This is the trade deadline special.
That's good stuff.
It was a busy day. It was a fun day. We're going to get into a lot of these trades, a couple from the weekend, a couple from last week, but let's start with today. Let's start with the big news from today. Ryan Dempster, I think, is the biggest name. And maybe some other Phillies, but let's start with Ryan Dempster to the Rangers.
Ryan Dempster, and you know, my good friend Buster Olney, I was talking to earlier today, and he was saying, the whole trade to the Rangers came last second. You know, the news for the majority of the few days leading up to today was that Dempster might be going to the Dodgers. Now, previous, he was going to go to the Braves, didn't want to go there, then was thinking he was going to go to the Dodgers, but ended up with the Rangers. I really like the move for the Rangers. It's sort of a counter to what the Angels did in getting Zach Greinke. So mm-hmm. I feel like to stay at the top of the division pitching-wise, the Rangers needed to make a move, and they did with Ryan Dempster. What do you think?
I think it was a great move. I think they actually have the possibility of maybe locking him up long-term. He definitely didn't want to be in Chicago. His contract's up at the end of the year. Chicago had nothing to lose to get rid of him. They weren't going anywhere. Rangers, man, they can really benefit from this. Last time, well, they've been in the World Series last 2 years. Cliff Lee, maybe the biggest reason they got over that hump the first year.
Absolutely.
Ryan Dempster, maybe he can take him to another level, maybe really shore up that staff, which is good, not great.
Yeah, he's had an unbelievable year, sub-3 ERA. I think he's 7-7, I believe it was his record with the Cubs, and you get 7 wins as a starting pitcher with the Cubs. That's pretty good.
It's impressive.
That's impressive to say the least. Word is they're moving Roy Oswalt out of the rotation into the bullpen. So that'll be interesting to see how that works.
He has not been solid.
He has not been good at all with the injury, losing Neftali for release for the year now. That only leaves them with two quality pitchers before this trade from Ryan Dempster. It left them with Yu Darvish and Matt Harrison.
You're not including Derek Holland in that.
Not including Derek Holland.
He got roughed up tonight by the Angels as we speak. Trout hit a 2-run homer earlier, and Pujols had two of it himself. That mustache, not carrying him right now.
Worked in the postseason last year, but so far this year is not working out for him.
You brought up that the Angels traded for Greinke this weekend. I'm going to get into that in a second because I have some other questions concerning the Angels. But it seems like division, partners are really trying to match up. They're trying to match blow for blow. The Dodgers acquire Shane Victorino to be at the top of that lineup. Woo! Big move. The Giants acquire Hunter Pence as another bat in that lineup. Which move do you like more?
That's a great question. Hunter Pence went to, I think about a year ago or 2 years ago, went to the Phillies and was a huge pickup.
It was last year. He's only been there 1 year.
Yeah, it was a huge pickup for the Phillies. But then he's on the move again to the Giants. I think he can be a middle of the order guy with Melky Cabrera. That's a huge help to the Giants offense. And then the other move, top of the order, Shane Victorino. Actually, I got to say it's got to be Hunter Pence for me. I think the Giants need the bat maybe a little bit more than the Dodgers.
But the Giants don't have that power hitter. Why didn't they? Because Hunter Pence is a slap hitter.
Yeah.
They got Melky Cabrera, slap hitter. They got, Posey has that potential young catcher. Why Hunter Pence? Why not? I don't even know another power bat was available, but why didn't they go that direction?
I think Hunter Pence was the best bat available, to be honest. If I'm the Giants, I'd rather have Hunter Pence than Shane Victorino, to be honest.
I agree with that. Shane Victorino, definitely a great move. I like that so much more, accompanying with the Hanley Ramirez trade that happened last week that we talked about. because Victorino can go short. He can be that leadoff guy, maybe second in the lineup behind D. Gordon, who is going to stay at short, it looks like, and Hanley's going to play
there. If he gets back healthy, right.
Well, yes. And we're looking at an October lineup, 1 through 6, that's pretty stacked. If Ethier's going to be hitting, you know, behind Kemp, 4-3-4, and then Hanley at 5, I guess it's 1 through 5 hitters. That's a pretty potent lineup for a National League team.
Yeah, it's pretty solid. It's not the Texas Rangers, but for the National League, like you said, it's pretty huge.
Can their pitching match that intensity on offense? Like they've done it so far. They're second in the NL West, but behind guys like Capuano having a career year, Billingsley holding his own, not great, but holding his own. We know what Kershaw's going to give. Yep. I can't name a fourth pitcher for the Dodgers unless Ted Lilly's still going.
Ted Lilly is still going. He's hurt right now. He's on the DL. They have to get healthy. I don't know. I mean, you only need 4 starters going into the postseason. The question is, can they get there? They're battling the Pirates right now for a wild card spot, I believe. Mm. The Giants have taken over the National League West, and I think with their move with Hunter Pence, I think they're going to stay there for the remainder of the year.
I don't see the Giants being passed. I think that when one of your worst pitchers is a 2-time Cy Young winner in Tim Lincecum, and that offense is getting better, they're going. I don't see the Giants being caught. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't either. Okay. Like I said, I think the Giants are top of the line there. I'm rooting for the Pirates. I think if you're a baseball fan, you're kind of rooting for the Pirates' success, as they've been pretty pathetic over so many years. Mariners fans know a little thing or two about that.
Something I didn't expect to happen in the National League West this year was for a team like the Giants and a team like the Dodgers to really separate from the rest of the division. The Rockies are out of it, and the Padres didn't trade Chase Headley. They didn't get any better. There's a big gap right now between 1-2 and 3-4-5.
Yeah, this was a year where I thought maybe a team close to 500 could win the division, honestly. 1-4, not including the San Diego Padres, I thought could have won the division. Absolutely. The Rockies have just been maybe one of the biggest disappointments in Major League Baseball this year. They've been pathetic.
The Rockies fans are
one of the nicest and forgiving in Major League Baseball, and they're calling for the front office's head right now. So that's a thing. They're with the Rockies. But yeah, it could have been any one of those teams winning the division. I think it'll be the Giants eventually, though.
Speaking of big disappointments, I'm going to transfer over to huge surprises. The lead for the American League wild card for the second spot has been taken over by the Oakland Athletics. And the Angels are looking on from the outside looking in. Obviously, we know, looking on paper, the Angels are better. Where do these A's come from? How in the heck are they doing this?
Well, the question is, can they keep it up? I mean, they beat the Yankees 4 games at home, all 1-run games. Can they maintain that throughout the remainder of the year and hold on to a wild card spot? I'm not so sure about that.
I've heard that the 8 of their last 17 home games have been walk-off victories.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Some incredible stats that the winning baseball teams do, but honestly, I don't think postseason teams can maintain. And I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. I mean, they got some guys with pop in their lineup, Cespedes.
If a team does it, I remember these A's teams in the past, the Miguel Tejada-led A's, obviously, you know, different people there now, but I remember those dog days of August, them winning, you know, 10, 15, 20 straight at a time, and they've done it before. Billy Bean, I give him a lot more credit now because I didn't think Cespedes was worth the money they gave him, and
he's unbelievable.
Kind of being proven wrong.
He's picking guys from the farm system, inserting him in the major leagues, and they are just unbelievable. But who name their starting pitching right now? Right, Bartolo Colon.
Brandon McCarthy's been on the DL. Brett Anderson's on the DL. By the way, both those guys are coming back. That could be kind of scary. And
they continue to win. I think 16 of 18 was what I heard at last point. But I don't know if they can. I don't know if they can make the postseason with that. At some point, it's going to fall off, and they'll run into a 9 or 10 game losing streak. I really think so. I don't think they can hold on to this. I hope I'm wrong, but
that would be fun.
But I'm rooting for. But Billy I just Bean, don't think they can.
He
hold
traded is Andrew Miller, the closer for the Red Sox, the injured
that's right, that's
turned
right.
him into Josh Reddick, who is still hitting for power. Last
he
year,
is
a guy who showed some in Boston and is now exploding in Oakland. That doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen at Oakland Coliseum either with the ballpark. It's not a hitter friendly ballpark by any means, but he's just tearing it up there, and it is incredible to see. back to the I want to go back to the trade deadline here real quick. We can talk about the Mariners moves, happened a couple days ago. Do you think those were good moves? Do you think they should have done more or less with what they did? They got rid of Brandon League. They got rid of help me out with the guy. They got rid of Brandon League anyway. They picked up Eric Thames.
Steve Dellenbaugh.
I picked up Eric Thames from the Dodgers.
Blue Jays.
They were thinking about doing more. Vargas was on the trading block. Should they have gotten rid of him? Zirenzik was quoted as saying he didn't just want to do things
for the sake of doing them. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I appreciated the patience this year. And it's nice being a Mariners fan right now. It sounds pretty strange, but Ichiro was traded, breaking a lot of hearts. And now Smoke got sent down to AAA. They've won 5 of 7 since then. Or they have the lead tonight against the Blue Jays.
Helps playing the Kansas City Royals for 4 games, I'll tell you that.
It does. I like the addition of Eric Thames. I don't think it costs very much. I don't think Dellebar is in our future plans in any ways. He's a relief pitcher that the Blue Jays could use.
I think the upside is clearly higher with Thames than it is with Dellebar.
Who's only 25 years old. I looked it up today because I wasn't sure. I wanted to know. Why not? Why can't he hit for power here?
He hits for average. He draws walks right now. There's no reason why he can't blossom into something.
I don't mind a guy that strikes out a lot if he's not on my fantasy team. And you know what the heck? If you're going to hit me some home runs, strike out all you want. And getting rid of Brandon League, man, it would have been so much easier if he had had a great season going into it. I think.
Yeah.
I heard one of the boys today talking about he'd given up a run in 10 straight games or something like that. Just he'd not been himself. Maybe a change of scenery will do him good, but doesn't do us as good in return.
Yeah, I think they could have got a lot. But think about how much more they could have got from him if he hadn't been struggling going into the trade.
If he had 20 saves right now in an all-star appearance.
Exactly.
I mean, I feel like the bartender had, you know, Tom Wilhelmsen had a lot more value, but we don't want to get rid of him.
Right,
we have him for a few more years.
Right.
And I like Tom. I would have been really sad if he left. Brandon, thanks for last year, I guess, but
thanks for the all-star season last year. We needed an all-star last year, and you came through with it. So,
Jason Vargas, teams are smart. Teams know that his ERA at home is a good 1.5 points lower than on the road. And when he pitches in Oakland, when he pitches in Kansas City, he does well. But everywhere else, he's not himself. Not a good pitcher. He's been adding some leg kicks. I looked at his numbers. He starts hot. In the middle of the year, he's really cold, and he usually finishes quite well in September. We don't need him in September.
Right.
Some team would have used him, but not for the price you pay for a cold hitter. You can't sell low. Sell low with the guy.
Right. Some other small moves. Usually it is the bigger moves that are all that are always you know, on ESPN and are always talked about. But sometimes it is these smaller moves that make a difference for a team going into the postseason. Mm-hmm. One of them, I think, for my Reds, it could be Jonathan Broxton.
Yeah, huge.
He could be a late-inning guy for them. He flourished with
the Royals.
He flourished with the Royals, struggled struggled at some points with the Dodgers before going to the Royals, I believe, but it could be a big value for the Reds.
About 2 months ago, Aroldis Chapman blew like 3 saves in a row, I think it was. Since then, he's striking out 2 or 3 batters per inning, closing the ninth. You add a 7th-inning guy like Sean Marshall, they have, an 8th-inning guy like Broxton, let Chapman just throw 100 to 103 miles an hour at the end, that's going to get you places in the postseason. If you can have your pitchers go 6 innings every 4 days instead of 7-8 every 5, that goes a long ways. Cueto's playing like a National League MVP, or I'm sorry, Cy Young right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even have Votto right now. They had a 10-game winning streak. I don't know if they won last night. Do you know?
I don't know if they won.
Okay, a little move for me. I loved seeing Ryan Roberts, the tap man, going from the Diamondbacks to the Rays. I'm not giving up on the Rays.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people asking, are they selling? Why didn't they sell today? They have been so plagued with injuries, and Longoria is going to come back. They're pitching. David Price is playing like an MVP himself, and I said a pitcher that time on purpose. He's just been phenomenal. He's got at least 14 wins. He's playing really. They're playing good, and I can see them rounding a corner, making up that wild card spot. They're only 3 games back right now,
mm-hmm.
and playing, you know, poorly.
Yeah,
their hitting's been atrocious.
So one more question going into this. What is the one trade that you'll remember from this trade deadline? Two deadlines ago, you could say it was, or it might have been three, CC Sabathia going to the Yankees.
You always remember
all the difference from that. You always remember what?
The Manny Ramirez, the Dodgers trade. This year, you know what? I just have this, I have this feeling in my stomach that the Angels are going to somehow make a way to re-sign Greinke. He's going to be a part of their team for a couple years. If you go into this year, this is what I wanted to get in earlier, so I'm going to get your answer in a second, but you go into this year, you think the Angels are going to add Greinke to that lineup, even though Irvin Santana, we didn't know how atrocious he would be.
Yeah.
Dan Heron has underperformed. If you can go into the playoffs, Weaver, Wilson, Greinke, or some in that order some way, even if you have to play that one-game playoff, you're looking mighty fine.
Yeah, you really are.
What was the one you'll remember?
You know, I'd probably have to agree with his Greinke, but I would say Hunter Pence. He could be the difference between between the Giants going to the National League Championship or a first round exit with that, with their offense. I mean, you talk about the pitching staff of the Angels. The Giants have one of their own. If Lincecum can figure things out, man, has he been? He's just had a wacky year, man. He's been really on, or he's just terrible. And honestly, it's been more of the terrible than more of the good. But I think Hunter Pence will definitely be the difference for the Giants going to the championship game. I have them playing the Reds in the National League championship game. Well, we could talk about our picks, but that's for another day.
The undervalued Marco Scudero also joining the Giants from the Rockies. I'm a big Scudero fan. Him hitting the top of that lineup, it just adds depth, adds good things.
Contact hitter, smart baseball player. He's got some speed on him, so it certainly can't hurt the Giants for helping him out. Was solid for the Rockies, but Rockies got a lot of work to do going ahead. They could be rebuilding for a long time coming up. One of the things I think some baseball fans know, and some don't, is there also is a waiver period coming up, which some oftentimes veteran players get picked up on. They get waived by their team, and then a team in contention might pick them up. That's also similar. Similar to maybe the trade deadline where that one player, I think I remember Jason Giambi made all the difference for the Rockies. He came over in that waiver period. So that's something to keep in mind as we move forward in this 2012 season.
I have a name I expect to go. I saw his name pop a little bit today. Alfonso Soriano is going to be a Tiger within the next couple weeks, in my opinion, just to add some pops to that lineup just in case Victor Martinez does not return. Are there any other names that you saw? I'm putting you on the spot here because I can't think of... I'm trying to think of bad teams with big contract guys that maybe they'd be willing to get rid of.
You know, I can't think not off the top of my head.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, though, to see Soriano go just play for an AL team so he can DH every now and then because, man, is he atrocious now, getting paid way too much money. Cubs, I'm glad the Cubs are restarting. Theo Epstein knew he had to do it. Guys like Rizzo and LeHair, he can build around them. But, my goodness, not a good team.
Mariners get another base hit. They're up 5-2 as we do this podcast live here.
You gotta love the Condor. Michael Saunders getting from first to third on the Kyle Seager single. Kyle Seager single. Wow,
that's hard to say.
I'm sure Dave Sims called that a home run though, but it was a single.
That is not easy to say.
Okay, this is my last thing, and then we can wrap up. This has been bugging me. Mike Trout hitting amazing. Guys like Mark Trumbo really playing well for the Angels. Do you think the Angels would have given Albert Pujols all that money, all those 10 years, if they knew they were going to get this kind of production from Mike Trout, Mark Trumbo?
I'll answer your question with another question. Would Albert Pujols have wanted to sign if they were going to give him less money? Would he have then looked at other opportunities? Maybe with another team to see if there would have been similar money that the Angels did give him elsewhere. And I think the answer is yes. So to answer your question, yeah, I think it would have looked elsewhere had that money not been available to give him. I think the Angels would have offered him less knowing that they had Trumbo and Trout. That's been the story for the Angels, really, all season. It's
their
been
young guys.
Anybody,
really
everybody
performed.
Going in thought it was going to be Albert Pujols. You know, he struggled. Would he retain his form? He's gotten close to it, but he has been at the back page of the Angels headlines. It's been about Trout and Trumbo, and that's got to be exciting for Angels fans. Yeah. Holy cow, they're stacked for years to come. It's going to be a fun battle between them and the Rangers. Unfortunately, I don't think the Mariners enter that picture, although they will have company. Misery does love company. They'll have the Texas Rangers to beat up on next year.
Houston Astros
is what I meant. Yes, in the AOS. So that's exciting development.
Quick yes or no answer. Gabby Sanchez will return to form with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And by form, I don't mean all-star. I mean just, you know, competent bat at first base.
I'm going to have to say no.
That's too bad. He was an all-star last year.
Yeah.
One of the quieter names at the deadline this year, just gone and gone.
Yeah, it would have been a lot bigger name if he would have kept up with what he did over the course of last year, but unfortunately he hasn't, and I don't think he's going to turn out for the Pirates, although I do, I think they'll make the playoffs this year.
I hope so, too. Well, that's all for us. Thank you for joining us. You can find us on safeplaysports.com, the Sports Haven podcast here. And I'm Jeff Budke alongside
Dave Gehrig.
Let's talk soon. Just a fun little heads up for all our fans out there. This week we're going to have two podcasts. One today, the Trade Deadline Special, and later this week with Trevor White. He's going to come back. He's directing Halation. He loves the Olympics. He loves basketball. We're going to catch up with him. So join us later this week. Thanks.
Right now, though, okay. Just see what we're doing.
Sure.
If we're just sitting right here like this,
we're sitting right here. Hey, Jeff. We're talking baseball. You know,
trade deadline stuff.
Trade deadline 1 o'clock Eastern. You know, usually I would like it at midnight, but
to go all the way through the 31st.
Yeah, why not?
I love it when players get pulled up mid game. It's one of my favorite things in sports. It's just like
classic.
Hey, you're on first base. Thanks for the single.
Hey, by the way,
pinch runner.
Hey, what better way to find out that you just got traded by the backup third baseman?
Subbing in for you mid-game.
Sean Figgins coming to tell you that you just got traded.